Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
James Gardner, Republican candidate for Buffalo mayor, is on the WBEN Lifeline. It's late October. The council still waiting for the snow plan from the mayor. And it sounds like everyone is hoping that winter holds off until after January 1st with the new administration. James, what is your snow plan for the city?
Well, Susan, first of all, thank you for having me on, as always. The city of Buffalo right now has an equipment problem when it comes to snow removal. Currently, in the current budget book, it lists that the city of Buffalo only has 25 snow plows to plow 1,600 lane miles in the city of Buffalo. For comparison, the town of West Seneca has 240 lane miles, and they have 16 snow plows. So for the extra 1,300 lane miles that the city of Buffalo is responsible for plowing, we have a grand total of 9 extra trucks. That is the basic math that reveals just the chronic underinvestment in our hard resources, the equipment that we need in order to effectively plow our streets. And that's not even taking into consideration all the other challenges that the city of Buffalo has as compared to our surrounding municipalities where we have street parking and things like that. So it's going to be, what I look forward to is the day morning after the election, setting up a transition team to really prioritize this problem, because obviously you cannot count on the fact or pray that we don't get snow or big snowstorms. We're going to have to get very creative in the near future to make sure that city residents can expect their plows, their not only plows to be out and functioning, but also that the roads are going to be free of snow, that we're not going to get a citywide shutdown for 5 inches or 6 inches of snow. And that's going to mean that we're going to have to coordinate more closely than we ever have with our surrounding neighbors, Amherst, Hamburg, West Seneca, Cheektowaga. And it means that until we can make the necessary investment into the hard resources, the mechanics and the plows that we need in order to get our snow removal plan, basically resourced up, we're probably going to have to rely on private contractors to help us. So it's going to be a combination of making sure that the existing resources that we have are functioning and have a good dispatch rate. But my guess is in order to improve the level of service that city residents expect, we're going to have to both partner with our surrounding neighbors and also bring in private help when we need it.
The mayor and police department releasing a citywide survey showing that residents support their foot patrol unit, their neighborhood-based policing policy that they kind of shifted to earlier this year. Is that a policy you would support as mayor?
Yes, this is something that I've been loud and clear about. And I listened to the mayor's press conference pretty closely there. And it verified everything that I've been saying over the course of this campaign, that residents in the city of Buffalo are concerned about crime. They're concerned about, and they're experiencing it. They're experiencing the level of nuisance crime. I mean, whether you consider burglaries and car poppings violent is, you know, depends on which statistic you look at. But this is a problem. And what residents want, what business owners want, is they want visibility. They want not only to be safe, they want to feel safe. And the only way that you can accomplish that is by increasing the level of visibility of the Buffalo Police Department. And I know that the officers who participate in this program, just as any officer would agree, that they enjoy the interaction with residents and business owners because it helps build the trust that officers need to help solve crimes, and it helps build the trust from the community to help prevent crime. And that's exactly what we should be working toward. This shouldn't be just an election year, we're going to put more cops on the beat type thing. I have said from the very beginning that I plan on making this a permanent fixture of policing in the city of Buffalo. We need, especially in the downtown area and along our commercial districts, you need to see a visible police presence to give people the sense of security they want so that they feel comfortable coming down and shopping, eating, and enjoying all of the things that the city of Buffalo has to offer.
Hey, James, quickly, developer Doug Jamal has said he's not as bullish on Buffalo as he once was. He said the city is not as business-friendly as it used to be. As mayor, what would you do with someone like him?
Well, I mean, I think Douglas Jamal, I don't blame him for a sentiment. It feels, I don't know that it's necessarily a city issue. I think it's more of a government issue. You know, we expect and applaud these developers to take on some of these incredibly challenging projects, right? You know, whether it's the Richardson Complex or Children's Hospital. These are big, complex projects that are incredibly expensive. And all of these political leaders come over and they're there for the photo op and they're there for the ribbon cutting and the reveal of the big plan. But as we all know, the cost of everything has gone through the roof. It's gone through the roof in terms of construction costs, carrying costs, everything. And when it was always part of the bargain that these projects were going to require some level of public investment. And now those same political leaders are saying, oh, well, you know, this is a situation of developers overextending themselves. When you look at how the state of New York does development, you look down at the Perry Apartments that they just built down there. Those are $600,000 per unit that the state of New York paid. Marine Drive apartment, when all is said and done, is going to be over $1 million per unit. That's how New York State, that's how government funds development. And I get the level of frustration from the private sector who are only in these projects because there's public partnership. And all of a sudden, when it comes to their projects, those same political leaders, you know, they don't want to help front the bill. And I mean, I think we have a huge and challenging portfolio of reuse in the city of Buffalo. We need to be encouraging developers to take that risk. And as a mayor of the city of Buffalo, I look forward to working with them to mitigate the risks that they face.
Well, James, thank you very much. James Gardner, the Republican running for mayor of Buffalo, part of our series of interviews this morning.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.